Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and 30-year business coach. Listen in as amazing, world-changing authors, speakers, and coaches share their struggles and victories, and hear from best-selling authors' insight into how you, too, can live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thanks for being with us here today. I appreciate you so much. I really, really am so glad each time we get to get together for, time to talk for a little bit, whether it be on Facebook Live or here on the radio. I love spending time, sharing with you some things that are going through my head, and even more importantly, some amazing authors that have come into our world that really have something incredible to share. Today, our authors are going to hopefully inspire you and encourage you, both in the things that they're talking about, but also to really take up the mantle, if you will, of really truly, making the difference in the world that you can and should make. There are so many things that we try to do, but I really sincerely believe that there is at least one thing, some there may be more, but there's at least one thing that each of us has put on this world to really make a difference, and that when we take our experiences in life, some good, some bad, and we really then combine that with the information we've learned going through those experiences, we can really make a difference. I've been saying a lot for those of you that have been listening to me live on Facebook lately, if you only helped one person with just one thing for just today, that would be more than enough. That would be so awesome, amazing, that would be incredible if you did. You see, we make it too big. We want all of us inside of us to change the whole world. It's just kind of the makeup of how we are as people. But that becomes then too much to do, because there are so many people and so many problems, and what can just little old me do? Whereas if we just take the time to do what we can do today, and not for everybody, but just simply for one person, what is one thing that we can do that'll really make an impact in somebody's life? You see, that is the way that each of us can change the world with our message, our story, with our lives, is when we take a moment today, we maximize today, and we really, truly do the thing that we can do that will help just that one person. Now, here's the secret behind that. When we focus that way, and when we take those little steps, it has such a huge impact for so many people. And when we're talking, like we're going to today, about changing the world, about making a massive difference in people's lives, it really actually happens more impactfully when we focus on just trying to help a person get help with a little thing. And with each of those little things that we maximize today, we will find over the course of a lifetime that we have helped a whole lot of people. I heard a phrase the other day. It said, "Days are long, but life is short." And sometimes as we're going through today, it can feel like it just goes on and on. Two things will help you with that. Number one is that if you focus on just what is the thing I can do today to help the person I know I can help, that helps the day not only go more quickly, but be more fulfilling. And then the second part of that is the fact that when we realize that at whatever age you are, when you look back across the span of your whole life, how quickly time really actually goes by. It gives us that catalyst to realize that if today feels like it's going slowly, maybe that's a bonus. Because then we can really cherish today. We can suck the marrow out of it and have today be a massively incredible day. So whether your day feels like it's zipping by or it's just dragging, either way, you're in the perfect spot to change the world, because today you're going to do just one thing. You're going to do it powerfully and you're going to do it well to make a difference in just one person's life. And if each of us did that every day, then all of us would be living as thriving entrepreneurs. I want that for all of you. I hope that you're on the journey for that as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break because we've got some exciting interviews here today, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Thanks for being with us here today on Thriving Entrepreneur. We're going to make a change in the world. Each of us today is going to maximize today. And we're going to do the thing that we can do to make the difference that we're meant to make in the world. Are you ready for each of us to change the world? I know I am. First up is our international best-selling author with her book about changing the nature of the patriarchy, about what moms can do to both be powerful in their homes, and women can really truly get equality, but secondarily, what can a mom do to help their son be a man that is really a quality man, that doesn't uphold archaic things that are no longer necessary and never were, honestly, but rather somebody who is adding substance to the world, making the world a better place. Moms are so important and often so overlooked, but as this one mother takes up the call of doing what she can do in the world to change the world, it makes a difference, both for that one person who needs to hear it, as well as for so many others. I know you're going to be blessed as you listen to this interview. Mother, Behold Thy Son, One Woman's Journey to Dismantle Patriarchy and Live a Life of Equality, Love, and Freedom. Join me in welcoming Franziska Mandeya. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about you and who you are.
Moroi, makadini, salivonani, linjani, dimacheroni, mahuachini, muriwa ihere. Moroi, makadini, salivonani, linjani, dimacheroni, Mapachini Muriwa Bihere. Here. Bonjour, hello, and repeat. Bonjour, hello, and repeat. Moroi, makadini, salibonani, linjani, dimacheroni, mapachini, kuriwa pihere. Steve, who I am is very much linked to this instrument. I am a mother of two beautiful and smart girls who are pursuing their passions in clinical psychology and telecoms engineering. I am a mother to a son, a young commercial pilot who is serving communities in Goose Bay, Canada. I am the author of Mother Behold Thy Son. But my life was not always this way, Steve. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That is how they celebrate babies in my culture when they are born. However, I was born gender wrong, girl number three in a succession of girls. I was born into the energy of you are not enough. You see, society tends to value boys more than it values girls. Perhaps that resonates with somebody who's listening. I took punches for being smarter than some boys in primary school. In secondary school, a young man felt entitled to touch my body. The temperature in my body was rising, not out of desire, but out of fear. I froze. And while my head was screaming, "Help!" I froze. Did keeping silent mean that I gave permission to that young man to touch my body? No! That day, I was an innocent young girl. I had not known a man that way. Even as a married woman, it took me 12 years to extract myself from a toxic environment. But as I awakened to the root causes of the injustice that I've endured from my childhood to my womanhood, as I awakened to the truth that I'm an equal being deserving equal treatment, who has equal rights, as I awakened to the power within me, to me being enough, to the warrior and the mother that I am, I began to stand up, speak up, and I had to rise up. Mother, behold thy son. So Steve, this is who I am.
Well, it's a very powerful book, has lots of really great information in it. You know, if you were to choose today, what is your favorite part of the book?
I think my favorite part or aspect of the book is really recognizing that gender equality, yes, is the empowerment of girls and women, but it also is the liberation of our boys and men. It's about teaching equality intentionally with the intention of getting boys to discern and to unlearn toxic masculinity and to just jettison it, and then to empower the girls to play as equals. So I believe that what sets the book apart is recognizing that we cannot talk about gender equality and empowering girls and women without equally paying attention to how much our boys and our men need safe spaces, need to be supported in becoming authentic equals.
What would you say is the biggest thing that keeps us from having gender equality?
The system called patriarchy, Steve. A system that says to men, you are more than women. more privileged, more entitled, more pay, more power. Beginning at birth, we tell our girls they are not enough and we value sons more. This system is a system called patriarchy. And that results in a boy being pitted against a girl, a man being pitted against a woman, because there's that power differential that is there right from the beginning. And as we raise our kids in our homes, we reinforce these ideas by making girls do more work. Boys are idle. By telling boys, boys don't cry. Boys are tough. Boys are rough. And then they carry it through their adulthood. They become men like that. Men who cannot feel, who cannot express themselves, because we teach them to be men or to be masculine. So, Steve, that system ought to be dismantled. And girls and women cannot do it alone. We need the boys and men on our side.
So what is one thing that the people listening could do to begin to start making that shift?
If they go to chapter 17 of Mother Behold Thy Son, that's the chapter of actions. They can begin to schedule meetings in the home where, using that chapter 17 as a guide, they can begin to tackle all the aspect of gender inequality in their home. It's a friendly read that will help them to tackle each aspect of gender equality. For instance, eliminating all forms of violence against women and girls. So if they look at that aspect, it's time to begin to ask, in this family, how are we making a contribution to equality when we look at this aspect? And we also look at how chores are divided in the home. Are the boys also partaking in the cleaning and cooking and other household chores that are traditionally said to be girls and women's chores? That way, when everyone partakes in the home and the burden is removed from the mother and the girls, then those are very practical, seemingly small actions that can change mindsets to say, it is okay for a boy to cook. It is okay for a boy to clean. And then we begin to make life, time available for study, time available for recreation equal between boys and girls and men and women.
Good stuff. The book is called Mother Behold Thy Son, One Woman's Journey to Dismantle Patriarchy and Live a Life of Equality, Love, and Freedom. It's written by international best-selling author Franziska Mandeya. Franziska, I really appreciate you spending a little bit of time here on the show with us today.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate this talk, and I hope that we keep on spreading the message, we are equal. Takaye mzana.
What a difference one person can make when they take what they know to be true, they use their voice, and they share their message with the world. Each of us has that thing inside of us that can make such a huge difference in our world. The question is will you take it up? Will you take up the banner of making the difference in the world that you can make? I hope you will. I hope you'll join in with Franziska as she does what she's meant to do in the world, as well as do that thing that you're meant to do in the world, to live as a thriving entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. Today, we are making a change in the world. We are maximizing today and doing that thing that we can do to help even just one person. That would be more than enough. Here is our next author with more incredible message to be able to help us make a difference in this world.
How many of you use the phrase, "I just had a senior moment"? I know for a lot of us, as we get older, we use mental slippage, if you will, as a cover technique. But it doesn't have to be that way. Now, I got to tell you honestly, I didn't know this until I started reading information on this guest. And I'm really excited to talk to you today about adding years of mental agility and physical health by triggering master and stem cells. Join me in welcoming to the show, Julie Renee. Hi, Julie. How are you today?
Hi, I am wonderful. It is so good to be here.
Okay, Julie. You know, you make a lot of big promises here, but I love the concept of it. So First of all, just to kind of frame things for us, tell us a little bit about who you are.
All right. And I do have to say those things that I've said aren't promises. We actually did a study, so we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I survived the atomic bomb testing in the Nevada desert. I had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers. I died twice. I was in a wheelchair for a year, told I would never walk without canes and unbearable pain. And I had two traumatic brain injuries. So my life was a mess. And I had started out really at the top with a high IQ. And after a couple of traumatic brain injuries, I was pretty down at the bottom. And 12 years ago, in prayer and meditation, went into my garden. And at that point, I felt like I'd come back twice from death. But if I died again, I was going to let myself die because I didn't want to have any more pain. But I really felt like God had promised me the Garden of Eden and I was living in hell on earth. And I said, God, just take me or make me well. And I held to that promise of living in the Garden of Eden and no longer living in hell on earth. And I sang and I prayed and I watched in my mind's eye. I'm a visionary. And I saw my stem cell, a master cell actually that was with me from just after my birth. After conception, actually go to its God state. And in my mind's eye, I was watching this very, very sick master cell, which is a stem cell, going from very, very sick and low function to its highest state. And it became a pulsing blue orb. It was amazing. And what I realized in that period was that not only I'd always been believing that my spirit was of light and of God, but that my body was of the earth. My body was clay. But what I could see in this day, in this awakening for me, was that my body was also made of light. And I began to understand that we come with a miraculous system and an innate ability to heal, that we are meant to live more than we think. Like, we're meant to live hundreds of years. And by clearing away, by activating, by rejuvenating, regenerating, and really of the belief system also that your mind believes that you have a purpose to live longer, we're able to, using our new quantum technologies, transform the body and give the body many more years to live.
So you're talking about a concept called cellular neogenesis brain rejuvenation.
Yes.
Now those are all really huge words. So yes. Let's try to break that down for people. What is cellular neogenesis?
Yes. So cellular neogenesis is the regeneration of master and stem cells in the body. So it's a process of bringing the stem and master cells up to 100% form and function, mirroring to the surrounding cells to get the cell environment at a much higher rate, and then using the mitochondria in the master and stem cells, starting a cascade of new cell growth that in the brain will go on for a little over 6 months. And we're seeing huge leaps as a result of that. I've done this for many years with my clients, one-to-one. And over the last few years, we've been doing it in groups. So I took a group through last year. About 200 students came through. And then we followed them. We asked them, we sent out a questionnaire every month. And we got their input on how were things improving, what was changing for them.
So give us a couple of examples of what a person was experiencing before and what they found to be different afterwards.
Yeah, I think most people, and certainly our community, were experiencing a level of maybe some hopelessness or a little depression, but it was subtle enough that they weren't putting their finger on it. They were getting by, they were living their life, they were doing what they needed to do. And in vibrancy versus depression, we really had a huge leap, one of our biggest leaps. It was about 37% improvement across the board for the 200 students. So we really saw the leap happen in month two, where there was enough cell change, there were enough new cells functioning at a much higher rate. We saw this huge leap. And then it almost doubled once again before the end of our 6 month study. So really exciting. We also saw a really, really big improvement for people who really struggled with sleep, whether they could fall asleep or not fall asleep, or they couldn't consistently stay sleeping. And we saw a 33% improvement across the board for the 200. Now, some of them didn't have sleep issues and some of them had big sleep issues, but a 33 and a third percent increase in their satisfaction with their sleep. Sleep got a lot better. You also think about memory. We had about a 26% increase in memory. Speech issues. Some people had speech issues. Not everyone, of course. This wasn't as big of a deal, but we had some people who had stutters and speech impediments, and we saw about a 16% improvement. And then headache versus relaxed mind and just feeling good, about a 19% improvement in brain being relaxed on a regular basis. And this was with 1 3-hour activation, followed by doing a half an hour meditation a day and drinking water properly. So that was it. We just did a 3-hour activation. We cleared everything that was informing the brain to function at a lower rate. Then we did cellular neogenesis. So we did a clearing, cellular neogenesis, followed by daily a half hour meditation and the SIP16 method of drinking water.
Okay, so I'd like you to break all of those down for me, if you don't mind. So we're not talking about something that's surgical. So what is a 3-hour session? What does that kind of look like?
First of all, it takes place over a live stream so that anybody, we have students in 84 countries, so we really reach across the globe to do this. And the clearing starts with a clearing statement, right, permission, and ability to fully in all aspects of my blueprint permanently with 100% great results, improve, and then we would say improve my brain form and function in all aspects of my brain to 100%. And then we'd remove, say removing the nature of the problem if for low brain function. And then the clearing chart itself is got several thousand things on it. I energetically test using kinesiology, which is also for kind of slang, it's called muscle testing. And I'm able to test for the group that I take through to find problems that would interfere with their brain functioning at 100%, and we clear those. And how a clearing takes place is we're setting an intention with the mind, and then we're using a quantum pump, a quantum hand movement. So it's really an energetic technology, but there is no machinery. So just understand it's the mind believing, knowing that it's changing, transforming something, and then a hand movement, a hand which might be pumping forward or fluttering in a certain way. There are 12 different quantum pumps we use. Each of those pumps is described, by the way, in the brain study that's out. So you could learn a little bit more about that if you went to get the brain study itself. But we're essentially working with the quantum field. And I know quantum is a really buzzword and people use it without really consciously choosing that they're using it. They're using it because it's the word to use these days. But there are two kinds of physics. There's Newtonian physics and quantum physics. And Newtonian physics, you think of like gravity and the apple dropping from the tree. It's what most people study in college and in high school and in university. It's the path that most people think of as physics. There, and then quantum physics, and I want to just really simplify this so that it's just comprehensible in a really easy way. What we're doing in quantum physics, if you can imagine, quantum physics defines everything as part of a field of particles vibrating. So we're all part of this field of particles vibrating. And it's very similar to when we think about spirituality, the field of oneness. I do not have a scientific background. I have a spiritual background. But if you can think about this field of oneness, where we're all part of something, all vibrating, communicating with it, with each itself and others. And based on how the particles are vibrating, you get a good or not so good result. And what we're doing with the intention with the mind and the hand movement is we're rearranging how your particles are vibrating in your field so that they vibrate better for you, so they produce a better result.
Okay, so, you know, we align our brain to work better. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. We are. Okay. Yes, and what we're doing is we're stimulating the cascade of new cell growth after clearing. So yes, and in the very simplest way, we're aligning with our highest function of brain in that period of time.
And so then you said, in addition to that, one of the other things you're teaching people is how to drink water properly.
Yes.
So I didn't know there was a right way and a wrong way to drink water, but you know, tell us, what is the right way we should be drinking water then?
Well, I came up with this after doing some study about cognitive decline, and millions of people are suffering from cognitive decline and they wonder why. And in my research, I discovered that it was a lot due to dehydration. And people were drinking the right amount of water perhaps, but not as frequently as they needed to. And so if somebody drank 20 ounces of water three times a day, they might be getting their amount, but they were drinking a big amount, and some of that is just being peed off. You're not really getting the benefit of it. There's no bladder up by the brain. The bladder is way down at the lower part of the body, so there's no extra fluid getting up to the brain. So the SIP 16 method is basically you're going to drink half your body weight in water each day, and you're going to divide it. A simple formula, I'm 128 pounds, divide that in half, that's 64 ounces, and then that divide that by 16 times. So every half hour, 45 minutes, you want to drink 2 to 4 ounces of water throughout the day. That will keep your brain hydrated. We especially see the seniors really suffering from cognitive decline when they start worrying about having bladder leaks, and then they stop drinking and they barely take a sip of water every few hours. And the truth is, we need hydration for our body chemistry and brain to work. The neurotransmitters cannot communicate with each other without hydration. Hormones can't circulate in the body without hydration. All our chemistry needs and depends on us being well hydrated to have our chemistry work for us. So by simply improving your hydration, you're going to get a big boost in brain function over time.
So a couple questions just to follow up. Number one, is the half your body weight measure for water, is there an upper limit to that?
I don't know. Are you saying that if you're a large person, do you still drink half your body weight in ounces in water? Are you asking that?
So if you weighed 400 pounds, do you drink 200 ounces of water a day?
Probably not, but I would think that 130 ounces would be good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think that if you could, what I just did was I just muscle tested and I said, well, what would be good for a person who weighs 400 pounds? And that's what I got energetically. That's what I picked up. So I think you'd have to probably test case by case. But still, the idea of drinking every half hour to 45 minutes, 2 to 4 ounces, or perhaps more, but 2 to 4 ounces for sure, keeping your brain hydrated all day is really important.
Mm, yeah, I do like that. I wasn't totally sure if I was clear on this. So people who are getting older and are having some, problems with leakage, is drinking water in smaller increments like that, does that have any impact, positive or negative, on that issue that they're dealing
with? On the bladder, perhaps not, but I would say, this is going to sound so crazy, but I certainly don't promote it, and it's not in our study, but so many people have gone through the brain regeneration, tell me, surprise, there's a surprise, like 10 or 12 days later, I used to have problems with my bladder, and now it works better. When you correct brain function, a lot of times other parts of the body work better. And that is one of the areas that seems to be a shining star that is very connected with the brain regeneration, that the bladder and the urethra will function much better once you've had the brain regeneration.
And that makes logical sense, at least, that, you know, if the computer, the control tower is functioning properly, that the rest of the systems would. So you mentioned early on, and I didn't mean any disrespect, I just wanted to lead up for us, but you mentioned early on the, some scientific data, some tests that have happened. So tell us about what was tested and what the results they found was.
Oh, gosh, I did go through our results of the increases when I went through the different, like with the memory and the vibrancy and things like that.
Okay.
So I think I want to though say that cellular neogenesis I've introduced over the last 11 years, and we've seen some phenomenal miracles take place with the clearings and the regeneration. So we've had a lot of, for example, a lady who was being treated for lung cancer and it had spread to her liver. She had a PET scan on those areas, and it showed that one of her adrenals was the size of a raisin and completely failed. And we had done cellular neogenesis on her adrenal, and 4 months later, she had a PET scan, And it was the size of a plum, the adrenal, and fully functioning. And adrenals really don't get bigger than the size of a plum. That's a normal, healthy, between an apricot and a plum. That's the normal, healthy size. So it had grown from completely non-functional, basically what the person who read the x-ray, the radiologist said about it was that he felt that it was dead, that it wasn't functioning anymore. And we were able to, 4 months later, see that it was completely restored and fully functioning.
That is really interesting and very exciting information. And I'm looking forward to sharing more with you from Julie. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We're going to jump right back into this interview with Julie. Really interesting stuff. I hope that you're getting some really helpful information, and that it's encouraging you to make the change that you can make in your world as well. So, you know, with having done this for the last 11 years, I know you've ran into the negative Nellies, the naysayers, what have you.
Yeah.
What are the things that people are saying, you know, negatively about it, and what is the response to that?
Oh, I haven't heard anything negative. I've been doing this a long time, and I do. We don't necessarily get 100% improvement. And sometimes people want 100% improvement. But we work on all aspects of the energetic, spiritual, physical physiology. So we don't work on just one aspect. And sometimes things are pretty low, you know, like the settings are pretty low, and it takes more than one round or one time through or one approach to get a really great transformation where we're seeing 15 to 35%. Sometimes we get 100% improvement. It's really pretty incredible. I think about the two people I worked with. I've worked with a lot of people who have strokes, but there are two that stand out to me. Davis was one, a successful businessman who'd had a very serious stroke that he was alone for a very long period of time. Lost his ability to speak, to walk, and had to wear a diaper. And within 10 days of doing the regeneration, he was speaking, walking, and no longer needing a diaper. He still had healing to do, but he was so happy at 10 days. And we see the full regeneration takes about 190 days. Another lady, Elizabeth, I worked with, she had 6 strokes all at once. She was in her early 60s, a very, very successful business executive who traveled overseas. She contracted Ebola in a third world country. She was there working and had multiple strokes while she was in a hospital, and really was just completely lost her life. She couldn't drive. She couldn't really think or remember. And 45 days after the regeneration with her, she said all of the people that were around her and her helpers, and they said it was a night and day difference, that she had dramatically improved. And she felt that way too. She was excited about her life. She was selling her big house on the mountain and moving into a a fun community in right by the ocean, where she was going to, you know, work on a new lifestyle for herself. But she was much, much improved. And I think about Linda, who was a PR agent. She worked for me for a short period of time. And her friends had actually contracted me. Four of her friends were really worried about her. She was showing signs of dementia at 67. They were very, very worried about her. And we did the cellular neogenesis brain regeneration. And really within 10 days, I got thank yous from all of the four ladies saying, we've got our Linda back. She's here. I was so relieved that she was, her brain was working again, her memory was working again. So I think about that with people who have had serious issues and what the changes have been. And then I think about people like Jack Canfield, who's gone through the process and loved it. You're at the top of your game, but maybe your brain isn't keeping up with you. And you want your brain to keep up with you. You want your body to feel better. You want to feel more energized. And Jack said that, you know, 9 areas of his life, not just his brain improved, but he had promised his wife he would slow down. This is 3 years ago. And said that he was going to cut his schedule in half and that he was going to spend more time at home. And after the brain regeneration, and just like 12 weeks into it, he said, I am feeling better than I've ever felt before. He was doing outreach. He'd gotten an Oprah Life class. He said, I'm sure you had something to do with that. I don't know that I did, but his brain was working better. He really said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then actually, instead of decreasing his travel schedule, he increased it. Because I was feeling just dynamically well and healthy and happy and excited again. So I've seen it in work, even in children with autism. I've worked with children who we get varying degrees of improvement. But I did see one child go into completely mainstreaming that no longer had the symptoms of autism. With the brain regeneration and some consistent clearing work.
That's amazing stuff. I'm sure the only person who wasn't happy with Jack Canfield increasing his ability as his wife wanted to see mom more.
Yeah, you know, that could be. I'm sure that could be.
No, I'm sure that she was happy that he was doing good.
Yeah, I hope so. It's my sincere hope that what I do always benefits people and their families so that everyone feels wonderful and happy. And, you know, one of the things that happens when we do these deep clearings is that relationships get better. You know, when you do a deep clear out before you do a regeneration, there's just less muddle around you. You have a quiet mind. You feel better. And it's almost like you read as a different person to the people you love, like you're less scary or less stressed or less threatening or whatever it is that there was in your field that kind of goes away. And relationships just kind of organically improve because we've done all that deep clearing, not because you've done a lot of emotional work on yourself, but just there's not so much muddle in your space.
That's amazing. So, what is something, I mean, I know people need to go to your live streams, do the classes, but just as a starting point for somebody listening that wanted to start doing something right now today, what is there a little thing a person right from home right now could do?
Well, I do have, so if you went to julierenee.com/quietmind, I've got a 5-minute experience where you can, it's a gift, julierenee, julierenee.com/quietmind. And you can experience what it feels like to be in the quantum field of transformation or the quantum pleasure field for 5 minutes. It's a short meditation. I would love to see people who are listening to increase their water. If you're on a fat-free diet, I'd like to tell you to stop doing that. The brain is fat. That's what it is. So if you're starving the brain of water and fat, you're really forcing the brain to go down. There's a few other things. I think the less, especially pain medication and especially hard alcohol, pain medication like Vicodin, those are brain cell killers. So we want to do things that tell the brain we want to live a long time. Just a mindset thing that I think is really helpful. Quite a few years ago in the 90s, I did something with Landmark Education, and they had an exercise that changed my world, and I'm always happy to share it, which is sitting there and you're supposed to imagine what you're going to transform or do in the next 2 years, and then the next 5 years, and then the next 10 years, and the next 25 years. And then they kept taking us up, and we have a chance to write it out 50 years, 75 years, the next 150 years. And it was mind-blowing to imagine living that long. And it kind of broke open the glass ceiling of possibility of what I could do and how I could change the world. And it opened up this new concept, idea, philosophy, way of being, way of thinking. I may only live to 120. I don't know. I may live to 200 or 300. I don't know. But I do know that I'm living as if I'm living a long time, and I'm here to change the world. I'm here to live and serve humanity and bring joy to myself and my family. And I think when you have that expansiveness, and then also if you're not happy, because life is about full self-expression. It's not about running away or getting out of the body. Actually, in this era, we've gone from the old patriarchal era where people would meditate themselves out of their body and escape or die and go to heaven. But in this era, this is the era, it's the Aquarian era, and the age of androgyny, of God equality, of illumination from the inside out, and of full physical self-expression. So full self-expression in the body, spiritually, energetically, with your perception. And so finding ways to find balance. If there are parts of your life that you're not happy with, then this is an opportunity to course correct and bring more joy into all aspects of your life and more mastery into all aspects of your life. And that's actually what our programs are all about, is full self-expression and self-mastery.
I love it. So anybody that wants to go deeper with you, more so than even the 5 minute, they would still go to julierenee.com.
That's
JulierenEE.com.
Yeah. I was thinking, as I was describing that, I wrote a beautiful little, it's a short book. It's easy to read. You can read it in an hour. And then it has a 12-week follow-up, just bringing life into balance. And it's the most practical. It's like $7 and you get a 12-week program. But it really helps. If you're like, I don't know if I'm in balance. I don't know. I don't always feel too happy. Looking at that balance wheel each week, and there's assignments each week. It's not hard. It's easy to do. The assignments take you a few minutes, but you're working on an awareness of what's off. I've worked with some very successful people who had a couple areas of their life off, and they always felt like there was something wrong. Or they, rather than feeling genuinely happy from the inside out, they had a shopping addiction, or they had a whatever, and they maybe could afford it because they were wealthy, but they weren't feeling happy from the inside out. They weren't feeling content and good, that their life was the life they wanted. And by doing some tweaks and adjustments in their behaviors, their outer behaviors, putting more value into things that maybe they hadn't participated in. For example, one took a yoga teacher's training. She was a very successful executive with one of the top fashion, she was a fabric buyer for a top designer. And she added to her schedule a yoga class where she got certified as a yoga teacher. And I don't know that she went on to be a yoga teacher, but it was so fulfilling for her to add that aspect into her life of really addressing her spirit and body, and something that was really very holistic, along with her New York lifestyle of, you know, wealth and success and buying. And it made a huge difference for her. Just really, sometimes just a simple action like bringing things in balance really is a first step towards quantum transformation.
And did you say the name of the book?
Balance Your Life Now. It's on the website and it's also on Amazon.
Well, Julie, I really appreciate you spending some time with us here today. I look forward to hearing more about successes from people that work with you and from our listeners.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for making the time also to visit with me. And I just wish you every blessing in your life. And also to the listeners, if you're having a difficult moment, just know that you are loved, you are seen, and have hope. There is a better tomorrow.
And we all want that. We all want to have a world that's better. We want tomorrow to be better than yesterday, even better than today. And that starts by doing today what we can do today. I hope that throughout the course of all of this, you've not only gotten really great information, because these were both some really great authors, but that you also were thinking while you were listening about that thing that you know you can do that can make a change in this world. You have that within you. Each of us, I really strongly believe, has at least one thing that we can do that'll change the world. For some people, it's multiple things. But what it takes to do that is to just make use of today. It's about making a decision, absolutely, but then also taking action. It doesn't have to be a big action. See, a lot of times we want to make this sweeping, you know, New Year's resolution kind of thing, and then have this enormous change that we're going to make, and then this huge action that we have to take. And I've got to help you understand, action and massive action, as Tony Robbins would call it, only comes from small decisions and small actions. Each long journey is made up of individual steps, individual feet, miles, yards, until you end up great, enormous distances. Even to go to the furthest reaching planet in the system, it only takes an inch at a time to get there. And that's what we want to do, right? Is take our little inch today and move forward little by little towards that thing that we can do to make such an enormous difference in the world. It comes from sharing. It comes from making a decision and then taking an action. I know for some of you, that action needs to be, you need to write that book. You need to get it out there into the world and share it so that people, even on the other side of the world, can get the help that they're so desperately searching for. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and the world needs you. So what are you going to do today? What is that thing that you're going to do that'll make the difference for that person that you know you can help? That's all it takes. It's just that one tiny step. And then we all together can live as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.